Welcome to the Presentation Podcast, episode 108. Here is another Design Studio conversation about presentation design and the business of presentation. Here are the show hosts, Troy Caller, Nolan Hames, and Sandra Johnson.
Okay, everybody, welcome. We're going live at the Presentation Summit. We have a great group of people here. My name's Troy. I'm from TLC Creative Services. And for the Presentation Podcast this time, we have an open conversation of attendees. We are not gathered together. We are all logged in remotely, as we have been for the entire week for the conference here. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to right now turn it over to Nolan to say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. This is Nolan. We're all here at the Presentation Summit 2020, which means we are all in our own homes, in our own offices, spread out around the country. We have about 9 or 10 people on the podcast right now, and some who have been guests before, some who have not. So we're going to go around and just first of all do a little roll call introduction. So if everybody can just start off, just give a sentence or two about who you are and what you're doing at the summit, whether you're behind the scenes, whether you're a presenter, whether you're a guest. And why don't we kick it off with Rick Brettschneider?
Oh my, of course. I'm Rick Brettschneider. I'm no one's role model. I am presenting at the summit. I've just finished my first presentation, which is the guru session in the afternoon, closing thing out. And then tomorrow I'll be doing PowerPoint karaoke with a bunch of volunteers from the audience.
And Rick, just for everybody's listenership, what's your background with PowerPoint?
Oh, I was on the PowerPoint team for 17 years. And then when I left PowerPoint, I became a PowerPoint MVP, which is kind of a free agent outside of Microsoft to promote and support PowerPoint. And I've been doing that for, I think, 17 years.
And general man of leisure.
Gentleman of leisure.
Gentleman of leisure. And our DSOP. Our next gentlewoman of leisure, Steffi Hogan.
Nolan, I wish I was a gentlewoman of leisure. I don't get to stop very often, but I am Steffi Hogan. I am a founding member of the Guild. I work as a UX designer and front-end developer at ISC Squared, which is this is hard to say. Give me a second. A cybersecurity certification membership association. Okay. Wow. I run my own design business. I have a dog. I play a little guitar, and I just try to make things work better for people, including the presentation area.
Interestingly, in the world that Steffi lives, there are 89 hours in each day. So
there are. There are.
And Steffi was a host for one of my sessions today. And in addition, you have been presenting as well.
That's right. Yeah, I presented, and I'm hosting, I think, 5 different things. So it's been busy and fun.
All right. Is there somebody named Echo on?
Hi, I am here. I'm Echo Swinford. I'm a presentation geek out of Indianapolis. I'm a Microsoft PowerPoint MVP. I'm the president emerita of the Presentation Guild, which I founded, actually. I'll take credit for that. Why not? It's good to be here.
Thanks. Thanks, Echo. You've been on the show before, and you're presenting this week, right?
Julie and I presented a template workshop, which we do kind of every year. This is a little shortened form, but we did that. And I led a horror stories brainstorming session this afternoon. It's kind of fun.
Nice. I'm really sorry I missed that one. I was with Steph in a different brainstorming, but I would have loved to.
It's a little
to,
cathartic, I think. This has been an easier year for me. I think Steffi's taken over some of the things that I would normally have to do, maybe.
Well, Echo, it's good to always have you on the show. Good always to talk to you. John Ramlow's a first-time guest, I believe, right?
Yeah, that is correct, Nolan. Thank you very much.
John, give a little intro.
Alrighty, I'm John Ramlow. I recently retired from a financial services company where I spent the last 15 years doing presentation design and delivery, the last two of which I did virtual presentations all of the time. So I did over 500 of them, got a little tired of it, decided to do a little something different. I'm currently one of the directors on the Presentation Guild. And for this year's summit, I am a host, a presenter, and it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
I will chime in. This is Troy. John is one of the few people that has actually gotten compliments in the chat area for each session about being a stellar meeting host and directing the questions so well. I don't know if you've caught that, John, but it was not lost on us that you got called out. We're going to go from John to, we have some of our design team on this podcast, which is very exciting. We haven't had, outside Lori and I. So Kelly, I know you're with us. You're next in the list. Introduce yourself. Say hello.
Hi, my name is Kelly. I am, one of the design staff at TLC. Don't really have much more of an intro than that, helping behind the scenes with the presentation summit, which has been really cool to be a part of, kind of seeing all the sessions. Enjoying my time.
Now, Kelly, you're serving as a broadcast manager?
I don't have a title. I'm okay. Kind of tech support,
jack of all trades,
chat, communications, kind of going where I'm needed. Amber, wow, who I'm going to tap her and introduce herself next, she's been our main broadcast manager, and she is doing an excellent job, if I may say so.
She is. Oh. Amber, do you want to introduce
Thanks,
yourself?
Kelly. That was nice. My name's Amber. I've been a part of TLC's design staff for almost 10 years now, I think. At the Presentation Summit, I've been the main broadcast manager and also helping put together the show behind the scenes. So it's been fun. And it's nice to be in the sessions while also running the sessions. So that's been cool.
Cool. She's been helping things run smoothly. It does take a lot of people behind the scenes.
Yeah, we're going to tap both of them to ask their experience because they're on the call. They're first timers to the Presentation Summit as well. They've never actually had the opportunity to attend. Let's see here. Next on our list, is that Jamie? Yeah, Jamie, say hello to everybody. We know you're out there.
Hello, Troy. This is Jamie Garrach. As you can tell, coming to you live from the US is my very British accent. I've yet to present. I'm going to be presenting tomorrow on add-ins, and I'm still trying to work out whether that's an advantage or disadvantage, but I'm sure with John as my excellent host, everything will be smooth and calm and excellent. I work for Bright Carbon, based in the UK, they are, but I'm obviously based in the US, and my guilty pleasure is helping people.
That is true.
I think it's also using a chainsaw and being on a boat. I don't know how those mix, correct?
Well, you've been spotting things on Facebook. You must have seen some stuff. I haven't managed to combine the chainsaw and the boat yet, but you've given
Please
me
don't.
A very good a piece of inspiration.
Hi, everybody. Good to be here again.
Hi, Jules.
Yeah, this has been fun. I am so exhausted, though. I've been presenting 3 days in a row. As Echo said, the template talk was fun. But Monday I did the yearly makeovers session, and then today was creative imagery. So some mixing up a few new things in there, but it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, really exhausting though, when you're presenting every single day and then joining other rooms and events and games, but always fun.
Is it more exhausting than being there in person?
Different exhaustion, I think. Just a different energy. Different type of energy, different exhaustion, different anxieties.
Yeah, I could definitely agree. Hey, I was going to present three times when it was live, and then it came, it became a presenter once, which will be tomorrow. I'm very excited about my session, but I think I'm more exhausted now than if I had been presenting because it's just nonstop on the back end. Speaking of the world that doesn't be seen, Steve Rinsberg, you are the Help Center. How's it been going, and how are you? And say hello.
It's been intriguing. We weren't really prepared for the number of questions we've been getting about how do I use the Presentation Summit software? People get lost and they find their way to the help center somehow. And we have no idea because we've mostly been hiding out in the help center waiting for people to ask questions about PowerPoint. So after day three, we finally got a bunch of the questions we've been expecting to answer. I think you missed a bet though, Julie. Part of the reason things feel different is we're not spending half the night drinking and eating at Chinese restaurants together with this crowd.
Talking.
Which I do miss dearly, but this has been an interesting experience, and I think I suspect we'll be doing it again.
Now, Steve, the Help Center is a Zoom room that's just open all day long, right? That's how people...
Exactly, yeah. Instead of, apparently Rick tested out whatever the regular Presentation Summit platform was capable of doing and found that for what we do, it really wasn't the best bet. So I have my own Zoom subscription that I just donated to the cause, and so... people just come to the Zoom room, and that way we can have a couple people wanted to chat together. Nothing about PowerPoint questions, nothing they wanted our help from, but they just wanted a meeting with more than two people. All right, come visit us. We'll set you. We'll give you a room. You know, go get a room.
Well, day
and
one,
we gave them one.
Day one, I was finishing up one of my sessions, and I tried something, and it didn't work. And so I just dropped into the Zoom room help desk, and you and Sandy helped me. In a couple seconds, showed what an idiot I was being, and I was able to fix it. So thank you.
Well, you know, as Jamie says, the reason we are these MVP things is because we can't help ourselves from helping people. And as I told Rick, we're answering a lot of questions about the platform itself, but you know, helps help. It's all good. If we can help people get to your presentation, Nolan, or yours, Jamie, we're on it.
Hey, and then transition-wise, Sandy, I think seeing how you're like another big component of the Help Center, say hello to everybody. We're doing our live podcast.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Sandy.
I'm so glad you're all here. Thanks for coming tonight. Yes, I am part of the the Help Center, which I just guess I wouldn't miss. Like everyone has said, we can't help but help ourselves. It's been an awesome, awesome experience with people from all over the world bopping in. You know, Jude, we've had Manon, we've had, I'm just trying to think of, it's a great experience.
We're still trying to organize Carlos in there though.
Yeah, Carlos from Brazil, we're trying to get him in. But everyone, as you know, I'm a co-host of the Presentation Podcast along with Troy and Nolan. I am a co-founder of the Presentation Guild, a past board member, past president. I'm also, that's it. I mean, there's nothing else. Nothing else in my life.
Nothing else. It's a never-ending list for
well,
you.
Well, and just so you know, there's a little rumbling and thunderstorming going on here, so that's why I was late, and also would explain some of the noise in the background here.
Lori, did we hear from Lori?
I'm here. No. Yeah, I'm with Julie. I'm a little tired, so I'm just kind of quietly resting my eyes and listening to you guys chat. But I'm Lori Collar. I'm with TLC. I'm also with Troy. And it's been a great summit so far.
And Lori, you've been doing a lot of hosting.
Yes.
Are you presenting?
I presented on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was stellar presentation.
It was.
You have to say that.
I was convinced you weren't going to get through all the content. I mean, I previewed the content and said, that's a lot. That's, you're going to get questions. And it was a phenomenal. I was really impressed.
I'm sad that I missed it. I really, really tried. I thought in this format, I'll be able to make a lot of the presentations more than I have in the past. And nope. And it is a challenge clicking from one screen to the next or one computer to the next and muting and unmuting and changing AirPods to a microphone. It's exhausting.
Well, I got to see Lori's session and I will second that was awesome. And I'm going to give Lori a tip of the hat for being another really excellent host.
Aww.
She and Dawn have both done a stellar job. And I haven't seen Steffi hosting because I imagine she's pretty darn good at it too.
Steffi, she's amazing.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, second that. Amazing job.
And Steffi comes dressed to the nines every day. We never know.
She's very awesome.
I think it was more like the 12s or the 13s today.
Yes.
Indeed.
Oh, Steffi always keeps it interesting. So I had the good fortune of having Steffi host my session today on fonts, and she and every and many other people on the podcast right now were really helpful with handling the comments, which were flying by, right?
Oh my gosh, that was a huge challenge. Yeah, I'm so happy. Echo, Julie, Steve, Lori, I saw you all helping answering questions, and I can't thank you enough.
There were a lot Team of effort. Questions there.
I've got two things I want to bring up and have us talk about. So first of all, you know, everybody's kind of commented on it. The one nice thing about this conference this year is that everything is on demand replay in HD. So everything is recorded and captured in HD. So I personally am excited about that because I have not seen nearly as many sessions as I want. And I'm running and watching sessions, but I actually have to push mute and then go look at another session or push mute and go take care of some back end changes on the platform. Is everybody else feeling like the whole on demand thing is like a just a breath of fresh air or a good thing?
Oh, undeniably.
And the feedback in the help center is that it's the way to go. I mean, not that they're not wanting us to meet in person, but to be able to access some of the more sophisticated information, stuff they just couldn't catch the first time around, it's something they really, really want.
Especially the ones that went to Taylor's presentation. Speedman.
I was going to comment on that. I was going to say, hey, I was watching Taylor and I was like, I can't actually make notes on this. I am so happy I can go back to this because he has just one thing after another. And I was like, wait, that was a good one. I totally missed it. I got to get, on demand is going to be my friend. And then the second one was, oh shoot, there goes my train of thought. I've lost it already. We're going to talk about on demand. What else did we just talk about? We're all remote. Okay. Somebody bail me out.
So how has the experience been first as both a presenter and I mean is this everybody's sort of first true remote conference like this that you participated in?
No,
Julie, go ahead.
You neither, Nolan.
Well, true. I think we were both at the Creative Pro Week a couple months, but how is this? So Julie, how does this compare to that experience?
It's a bit more real, feels more real to me. Mm-hmm. Real time, being able to, interact and answer questions within a reasonable amount of time during your session. So it does feel more like an in-person event.
Julie, the other event was recorded, right? It was pre-recorded.
The sessions were recorded, yes. But then we had a little bit of talk time after each recording. All of us MVPs were at the MVP Summit, which was our first. It was like right as the COVID lockdown happened. So this is our third, some of us, our third virtual event.
Now, Julie brings up a good point that Rick Altman, the producer of Presentation Summit, was really adamant about everything being live. And so everything is live. And thanks to Troy's handiwork behind the scenes, I think it's been going fairly smoothly. Have there been any hiccups that anyone wants to talk about?
Well, I'll just bring up the elephant in the room because I'd like to get everybody else's opinion on this. For this is day three, and all 3 days when the initial load of everybody logging in and stuff, there's been issues with the platform, not with us. All the records, man, if you come back and watch it now, everything looks great on demand because everything was recorded and put out there live. But I know people have problems with the site showing up the right information. People mm-hmm. could, you know, I had two computers in front of me and I would literally have one computer showing the session live and the other computer not. So there are some performance issues. They're kind of out of our grasp. It's supposed to be taken care of by this larger enterprise that we're, you know, and company, but how was the experience for everybody else? Because I'm looking at it completely from the back end.
Well, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I felt really bad for a lot of people. I felt really bad for the first timers, especially. And I mean, I know in my gut, that's just a huge caching issue, something that's not going right with the platform. It's been interesting. So it's different for everybody too, because some people will refresh a couple times and be fine. And some people will refresh 50 times and still not get in. And I have a lot of empathy for my fellow attendee.
Well, and you can see their frustration in the comments, you know, mm-hmm. And I think that's what is so frustrating for me is to know that they want to get in and they can't. And it's, yeah, I feel their pain, especially for the first timers.
But overall, I mean, I think the getting into sessions initially, having a refresh and stuff. I mean, other than that, I think there haven't been any catastrophic.
I have had some audio issues. I think that, I think that this has to do with the platform. I don't think it's I think it's on the user end, the final end, because I know when I was presenting with Julie, there were, when we reviewed the comments later, like streams of comments about my audio being low. And I checked with a group of people later, and maybe during the schmooze session. And what they said was that my audio was low, but it wasn't bad. It was just low compared to Julie's, who was very loud. So if they turned me up, they would get blown out by Julie. So the leveling, I think that there are some audio issues with leveling and things like that that need to be worked out on this platform.
But I do want to call out the irony of what Echo just said earlier. Did anybody else catch it? Anybody listening to the podcast? Julie was the loud one of the two. Did anybody catch it?
I would never in a million years guess that Echo's volume was too loud.
Yeah. I was wondering about that. I didn't want to say anything.
Whatever. I don't even, whatever.
It's the voice of command.
It's a very common problem. And part of it is that a lot of, you have completely different systems that are all coming in to one main hub, and then you have systems that are trying to auto correct, and that's the worst part, because if you're trying remotely where Troy is to adjust any kind of volume and somebody else's system keeps on taking them down or up, it gets crazy real fast. I do this kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah. Well, Rick Altman, everybody suddenly went, hey, you got quieter. Well, he's wearing a lavalier and his polo is the day he was wearing a red shirt. I don't even remember which day that was. But halfway through his session, he stood up and moved the polo shirt. He had the lavalier on the flap side. The collar area literally fell over and covered the lavalier. Well, there's nothing I can do to help that besides say, talk. I literally in the background, talk louder, because things happen. But that was kind of funny. He was like, what are you pantomiming to me? I was like, there's a technical issue and I can't do much for that.
That's a different situation though.
Because we're all presenting and we're sharing screens, has anybody had, I mean, it's kind of a unique scenario because we're not just showing a slideshow. We're not just showing an app. We're jumping in and out, almost everybody here, jumping in and out and kind of showing multiple layers and stuff. Has anybody got some best practices or has liked what other people have done? Or
I just want to say the ones that I've watched were so smooth and so slick. Julie was instructing her producer to say, to go back. She wanted to show something. And she moved out of the slideshow to live video.
I don't have a problem talking to the producers. You know, if I'm talking to the manager and just say, bring me up, that doesn't matter to me. And I don't think the audience minds, do you?
Oh, gosh, no. I thought it was awesome.
No, if it's smoother for them when you do it that way then fumbling around with it yourself, everybody wins.
Hey, I'm gonna call out Jake is on the TLC creative staff. I see he's joined us. Jake, I know we haven't even checked your audio, so hopefully you'll be able to talk, but could you make it, because you've been one of the other broadcast managers, could you make a comment on John Romolo? He's also on the podcast listening in person here, and maybe Ingrid and how they gave you notes. So everybody listening, we gave all the presenters basically 7 preset looks. Like we can do any of these 7 depending on what you have is this and that. I think John and I think John coached Ingrid took full advantage of that. Jake, tell us what you experienced on that end and say hi to everybody and introduce yourself.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
You are good.
All right. Perfect. I just had to make sure my mic was unmuted on my own end here as well as the interface here. But yeah, so John and Ingrid, both in their presentations, had given me beforehand their slides that I had printed out, and then that also had notes on them, kind of letting me know, match corresponding to the slides, which layout that they wanted to move to, whether it was them on the side but the slides big in the screen or full screen while they were showing a demo. And that's a really great way for us because we'll have it, behind the scenes on our end, and we'll just be following along with what we see, in the broadcast studio. It's a really great way for us to follow along and seamless transitions from, the different presets that we have.
Yeah, in our staff recaps, Jake has called out John and Ingrid as being the most organized group, also with, you know, the most pre-thought through. So just wanted to call that out. Hey, Jake, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining the podcast. It's great, and you're doing a fantastic job. And I know we're all remote, so I appreciate all that as well. Who haven't we heard from? What else can we talk about? Steffi or Sandy or Nolan?
Well, you know, let's talk about the sort of social aspect, because I think, you know, we were talking about some other online conferences we've been to that felt very more presentational, less conversational, less connected. I think in addition to having all the sessions be live, there also have been breakout sessions, and the Help Center is on Zoom. And does anyone want to talk about those? I think those have been helping to sort of bring people together. Each night, I think there's a social hour at the end, isn't there?
There is.
Schmooze.
Yeah. Rick, have you been taking part in the schmoozing?
Well, the guru session was the default schmooze tonight. But that's what that was. We had an activity that kind of went all the way to the end. It was a schmooze session.
They merged the two.
And how did that work? And how in general have these sort of schmooze sessions?
Well, one thing I did today was I tried as much as possible to open up all the mics. So I let people judge for themselves whether or not their environment was too noisy for it. And I think it worked pretty well, because, I mean, if you're talking and you're looking for some feedback from the audience, there's nothing like laughter or just breathiness of it all. And, I did mine on Zoom, and Zoom did a pretty good job of killing the noise. They've got some new noise suppression stuff built into the software, and it defaults to automatic. So it worked pretty well. I would been afraid of opening the mics up for all the obvious reasons, but we did it a couple months back when we did some stuff for the guild as well, and that worked well. So
do you think that there's an opportunity? Let's say that next year everything's back to normal. We could hold this event in person. Some of the feedback that we've been receiving in the Help Center is that they wouldn't be here if this wasn't virtual. And a lot of it has to do with money and travel and time and all of that.
I think Rick has a real opportunity to expand the conference, perhaps having a second one in the year. One virtually. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like going to the physical one. I mean, that's just a great experience. You get to see everybody, and everyone talks about the hugs, and then just falling down drunk. Oh no. But the virtual one, as people noted, makes it possible for people who otherwise could not afford to come all the way here, to actually show up and be part of it too. Plus the virtual one would help sell the physical one as well. I mean, you try it out virtually, you go, I got to go to the physical one now. And I mean, I can't imagine not doing two of them.
What about a combination? What about everything's recorded and filmed, and it's all done at once? I found that the twice a year events they reduce the attendance just in the events that I've been involved in. Cannibalize that type of thing.
It's funny because I go to Comic-Con every year, and the thing about Comic-Con is there are so many people there, 130,000 people in the San Diego Convention Center, and getting into a panel or any kind of show or something is really a lottery that involves waiting in line for 4 hours before you find out if you're going to get in. And this year it was all online and virtual. So everybody got into everything they wanted to. And I think a hybrid approach to those, where you could pay to be there physically in person, or you could pay to be there online, is just a winning strategy. I hope that's the message they took away from it, because it was a terribly successful conference overall.
In this case, isn't the attendance significantly higher?
I think it's almost double.
I think 400 is what I saw Sheila post. But the thing is that, Sandy, I think that we've had recordings available after our conference for a couple of times, haven't we? Mm-hmm.
We have.
I might be able to jump in, though. I had a meeting with one of our patrons through the site, which was kind of great. And she very distinctly said she loved it. This was her first time. But I got the impression the only reason she came is because she didn't have to pay travel expenses and the cost was less. Mm-hmm. And that she probably would probably not. Yeah, she probably would not attend again. But she did. And also, I commented to someone else about watching the reviews. And they said, that's great. But here they're instantly available. In the past, we have to wait for them to be uploaded. And by the time they're uploaded, they've kind of lost some of that energy.
That's what I was going to say to echo was the difference is the live attendance. You know, that at least you get to feel like you're at a conference versus buying a video library of pre-recorded stuff.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's a way to do a hybrid where you have this platform available for people who can't travel and you still have the live, but it's like you would only get half the participation. Like, I know I wouldn't be sitting there typing in the lounge chat between sessions. I'd be actually talking to people. So I think a hybrid would probably be hard, wouldn't it?
We're booking several of those events, and that's the game plan for a lot of 2021. Yeah. Limited attendance live, definitely hybrid. And it's opened up additional markets for, you know, numbers of people. So yeah, on a business level, we're definitely going to see them, but it'll be interesting how they come to fruition. I mean, we're obviously entrenched in it and we're seeing different options coming available or different ideas. But yeah, I think we're going to see that a lot.
I don't think you can judge next year by this year. I just don't think it's possible. You look far this whole area has come in 6 months, and now is continuing to gather steam, and we'll have more competition and more participants and higher levels of technology. We're going to be looking at an entirely different landscape come March next year.
And it goes the other way around. It's not just the attendees that are being remote. We're already looking at conferences where they've already contracted. Some of their keynote presenters are coming in remote. So it may be a live in-person event, but that presenter is going to remote present from a remote area and go up on the screens there. So it's kind of you got to think it through, is that remote can be anybody or portions, and it's definitely going to be divided up starting with 2021.
Which the summit has been doing for years. You know, think about Gar every single time.
Oh, true.
Remote. Yep.
So, Lori, you said you were talking with an attendee. Was that in a separate scheduled meeting room?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was.
So this is something also that I haven't seen at other sessions. Everybody can set their availability in their profile and other people can ask to set up a meeting. Nobody's asked me to meet, but has anyone else been at any of these side meetings?
Yes.
Julie,
yes. What? Julie, yeah. A couple of the patrons booked a meeting with me. In your meetings tab, you can set your availability for meetings. And as a default, just let everyone know if you're going to use SwapCard as a default, you're available all day. So go in there right away before the event and make it lets you do a one button click unavailable all day. And then you just select those individual 15-minute blocks when you would like to meet with people. And they can immediately sign up for a meeting with you, you know, the night before or whatever. And it shows up on your calendar under your meetings. And then you just start a video meeting right in the app. It's quite simple. It was quite slick. One of the folks had, she did have a bad connection. And so we just took it to email after a few minutes. But, you know, I think that is a slick part of the interface.
And you can screen share.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, the online video chats are pretty darn cool how they happen. Exhibitors, we don't have any exhibitors here, but exhibitors really can take advantage of it. They can actually, you know, everybody can schedule meetings with exhibitors and have live rep interactions. This is if you don't do conferences. One of the next big ones we're doing using the same platform, there is they hand out to all the attendees what they call the passport. You have to go and get, you know, so many stamps by visiting exhibitors. It's an encouragement for people to go say hi and get, you know, the exhibitors to get to talk to people. And then you turn in your passport, which is a bunch of hand stamps or a bunch of stamps, and that qualifies you for raffles and whatnot. We're doing a virtual version because every time you meet with an exhibitor, it's logged as an interaction. So therefore, you know, these people have to, I mean, this is a bigger event. It has, I don't know, at least 50 exhibitors at this point, but you've got to meet with 20 of them over the course of the 4 days. They're only 15-minute appointments at the most. And, but yeah, that feature will get pushed more because here it was kind of a nice add-on, but I don't think it was really explored or explained. yeah, so interaction can happen on a virtual system, and a lot of companies are putting it out differently. I'm encouraged.
Troy, this is John. So the Guild is one of the sponsors, and we do have our virtual booth set up, and we unfortunately haven't had a lot of takers for the one-on-one meetings, and we've been doing 30-minute Zoom sessions where people can drop in. We haven't unfortunately gotten a lot of traction there either, and I think a lot of it is just the platform is new. People are trying to figure it out, but it is a really good opportunity to engage with people. We do have a contest going on through our booth, our virtual booth. So there's a lot of really good opportunities for vendors to interact with the patrons.
You mentioned something about the passport option. I think it's up to the event host, in this case, Rick, to do what he can to support the expo runners and, you know, the trade show booths and all that, and to do something to get people there. And I like that idea of the passport, which you can win something for attending the booths, or there's an incentive to attend the booths other than, for example,
I totally agree. Yeah. And I think kind of going on what Rick Breschner was just saying, you know, come next March, it's going to be a whole different world, because I am pretty certain where we start with ours, everybody attending this conference, this is probably their first major conference. A lot of people go to meetings. They go to Zoom, they go to GoToMeeting, they do Microsoft Teams. Maybe they do a webinar where they get to log in and they get to listen to somebody else. But this is a very interactive, a very robust, you know, there's lots of options. And I think people are just trying to figure it all out, including the meeting planners. I just happen to be in a great position because I get to hear, you know, I've worked with meeting planners for years, and I'm throwing ideas out. Hey, we've done this. We could probably make that a virtual event. So we have another conference site where we're putting Easter eggs throughout it. Some are in the virtual exhibitor booth. Some are we actually have, because on our platform we have an AI chatbot. I think Amber's on here. She could talk about that. But we're putting in the AI chatbot there, you know, somebody will have a clue that'll lead to a clue, and they have to go get the answer in the AI chatbot. So we're creating these little interactive fun elements. But they do lead to some pretty cool prizes. The association still has their piggy bank full of giveaways. They just have to factor in shipping for these elements now. So I think that's a learning curve for patrons and the meeting planners, and it's going to continue to evolve. And by the time we're into next year's round of stuff, it's going to be a very different landscape of opportunities and activities, and you know, everybody will be more experienced with it.
Have any of you gone to any of the expo booths yet? John, you probably have.
I have, yes.
Do tell. How's the experience?
Very different, obviously, than live. I think some of the vendors are doing it a little bit better. Logitech has a really nice booth, and they have a good contest going on where winners are getting Spotlight remotes. Some of the others, they just have information there, and there's really no interaction with people other than show up and see what we have already loaded.
There are a couple of product announcements that I've seen in the expo hall. Logitech has a beta now of their Spotlight app for the mouse. So if you know, it's always been a piece of hardware you had to buy to get the Spotlight clicker and pointer, but now apparently they've got a beta software that will allow you to do it with your mouse.
Is that what you used today?
Did I use that today? I actually used the hardware version, okay. which I thought about actually this morning at the last minute. Because the Spotlight mouse is not a, you know, traditional, it's software based, so you can spotlight and zoom in. I don't know if I zoomed in today on anything, but I just found that easier than using the keyboard commands, all kinds of stuff like that. But the other product I wanted to bring up, which I talked about today in my font session, is from Nukes Power. I know I'm mispronouncing
New.
That.
New Power.
New Power. Okay. So they're the people behind NX Power Lite, which is the awesome compression software. So they have a beta now, which I've been testing, a few of us have been testing for a while, called Slidewise, which is a font and media manager add-in for PowerPoint, which is awesome.
Wonderful.
It just allows you to examine all the images and audio and video in your deck to see what's taking up space and what's where, and allows you to replace fonts and manage fonts and embed fonts and unembed them. It's pretty impressive.
I get to take credit for one of the features in SlideWise. I requested that they make the fonts available to be replaced with theme fonts, and they made it work even in charts and SmartArt and all that. So
wow. That is fantastic.
That is my favorite feature of SlideWise. I love that.
So if you go to the expo hall, you can, there's a link there to download the beta to test.
That's pretty funny, because when you're, you know, John was talking about the ones he's doing, I was going to actually call out New Power, is they have a nice little video roll at the top. They have, you know, their appointments there, but it's kind of hidden. I wish this was a little bit easier way to call out, but they are, first of all, announcing SlideWise, and I don't think they've announced it except for right now. It's like public to all the presentation attendees, like, hey, we have this new add-in, which our whole team is pretty much fallen in love with, and the beta ran out and I had to request an addition extension. Like, we want to still keep
that
using it.
Me too.
But they also have if anybody's listening and you're going to the presentation, they have a 30% off NX Powerlight coupon code that's good through August 31st right there in their booth. It's not really called out. You got to actually click the, you know, the little thing to see all the rest of the text. And, you know, it's just the two main guys. You're talking right to the CEO and the COO when you schedule a meeting with them. But yeah, so the exhibit hall is probably not as utilized as well as other ones we're seeing, but it's also, you know, again, everybody's first time at it. By the way, Pickett has the funniest video of all of them. You know, if you go to their thing.
It's on without sound now, so I definitely need to watch it later. Pickett is a great new product, newish product. So yeah, that's so. So we've got the expo hall. We've got the scheduling meetings. What else? What else is part of? Have people?
Has anybody gone to the lounge? What's called the lounge, which is an ongoing chat.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
So Sandy or Steve, when I peruse through it, they're help desk type questions. Are you guys saying, hey, come to the help desk? Or, cause I mean, that's where people are kind of stopping, because it's on the surface level of the whole conference.
Yeah. Every day I copy it in there, you know, come and join us. Just like in the old days when we were in person, you know, we're still here to help you and we can answer your questions. You know, what did Nolan say? Do we talk about home decorating, house painting, changing oil, you know, whatever it is, you know, you're there. And then I'm so afraid that you would think I was spamming you guys, but I try to put it in at the end of a lot of the sessions. I know John kept adding it. John, thank you. I saw that you were doing that without my prompting, but I would go into your sessions and suggest that people need more help on what they've learned there. You know, come on in, and we've scheduled meetings with Echo, for Echo. Anybody who has more questions about what they've been seeing.
Any of the speakers who want to meet somebody else, please just, you know, arrange to meet them in the help center. We had one person wanted to have a meeting with a few people. She couldn't figure out how to do that with the normal, you know, like the video chat thing on the platform itself. And so we got a question about that. We said, yeah, tell everybody to come here. Tell them let us know what time you'll be here. We've got lots of breakout rooms ready to go. I just spin you off into a breakout room and you're on your own. Have fun. Get a room.
So one patron suggested somewhere, I can't remember who or where in the lounge, something that they wish that we had like a lab session so that we could walk through step by step some of the techniques that like Lori was showing and that Julie was showing on, especially the, you know, the imagery and the animation and things like that. And I think that is so brilliant. And what I was thinking is that it might be, first of all, we all have to suggest that to Rick. And I said, make sure you put it in your evaluation, because it's really a brilliant idea to have working hands-on lab sessions. But I think that since the help center is not as busy as it used to be, it would be a way that you could do like miniature sessions and things like that. Maybe we need to make that a little more formalized. But the other thing is that maybe if like Lori and Julie could like show the help center people the things that they're showing in their session so that they could actually help people when somebody comes in and says, oh yeah, they showed this awesome technique, and they try to describe it and it's nothing like what you really did.
It's a good idea. Lot of extra work for the presenters, but I think I would love that. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we knew we were going to do that, we could decide, okay, Sandy, you're going to take the lab session for the stuff we know we're going to do, like, you know, Taylor's stuff. You know there are going to be questions about that. So one of us could go off and attend that and then come back and be prepared to do the lab session. That way it's not going to eat up a bunch of the presenter's time. And
there you go.
Probably during those sessions, we're not going to see that many people there in the health center anyway. So that's entirely possible and also a brilliant idea. Let's do it.
I like that. That's great. Cause you know, at the conference, I mean, Steve, you've grabbed me. Troy, they're talking about this thing you talked about. You know, we don't have the ability to grab and well, we don't have the ability to touch, but you know, you can't bring somebody over and, you know, kind of call them in cause we're not all in one big area together. So that's a great idea. I mean, it's more effort, but it is great.
You know, at any point, I'm always willing, and I say it at the end of my sessions, I'm always willing to meet folks in the help center. You know, if there's something that you don't really exactly understand, something that I explained or demoed, I'm happy to meet folks over there.
Well, we know that you're going to get questions about stuff that you showed. So what if your session was actually, here's my session, and then you already have an hour set up for help desk time, and you're going to walk through certain techniques for those who need that.
Great minds thinking alike.
Yeah, I think there needs to be
the same thing, yes.
Yeah, and there might need to be a limited sign up, you know, number of spots so folks can,
I think we can have as many as, 50 people? But some limit, obviously, but
I can hear Steve's brain spinning over here. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a fabulous idea. And I want the help center to be useful. It's like, we really don't feel like we're doing enough.
Yeah. It's different than it used to be, isn't it? Cause it used to be just like we were swamped in there.
Every time a new version,
I'm not even in there anymore.
Yeah. Every time a new version came out, there'd be all kinds of questions, you know, new version. It's
like the Maytag repair, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was great today. I thought we had a lot of drop-ins, you know.
It was a good day today.
That's good. I'm glad.
What have been some highlights for people, be it sessions or conversations or keynotes or whatever? Lori, let's run down it. Everybody sort of can give a highlight. Just one.
Sure. I'm actually loving the interaction. I mean, if you know me well, you know I'm an introvert at heart. So I feel like I'm being really social at this event. I'm chatting with people. I'm scheduling meetings. I mean, I don't know who this person is that's sitting here, but it's kind of fun. I like it.
Cool. Echo, what's been a highlight for you?
I've actually gotten to go to sessions. That has never, ever happened. Seriously, like I will be ready to go to some session or another and I will get pulled aside for a question. And I might not even actually be in the help center helping. It's just I get pulled into something. And so I don't actually get to see very many sessions. I miss lots of keynotes. I miss lots of, I've actually seen 3 or 4 this time. I can't believe it. It's awesome.
John, how about you?
I'd say... for me, it's kind of seeing the behind the scenes, being someone who's done a lot of virtual presenting and being on the hosting team this time, the opportunity to see behind the scenes, to work with Troy, Lori, the whole TLC group, they're all amazing. It's just been a lot of fun for me to kind of peer behind the curtain. And the fact that all of the sessions are being recorded is great because if I was doing all of this and they weren't recorded, I would kind of miss the presentation summit.
Cool. Jamie.
I've just been astounded at the increased traffic in chat on the first day. I don't think there was really that much there apart from talking about how do I get in, how do I refresh page and whatever. And Julie's session today, you just couldn't keep up with it. It was just astounding to see the level of interaction. And of course, you don't really get that because everybody's not shouting at you in the audience when you're delivering a face-to-face presentation. So it's just fascinating to see everybody getting really revved up about topics and loving what was being demonstrated. And, you know, got that little icon next to people's chat and they say, oh, I like that. I like that idea. I like that idea. By the time I've moved my mouse to that point on the screen, it's gone. Somebody else has another dozen comments. And it's just, it was exhilarating. Really, really thrilling.
Somebody is going to have to figure out a solution for that when you've got just so many people. Because I did a webinar a few weeks ago that had like 800 people, and the chat, they had to turn the chat off because it was overloading like the bandwidth. It was, I don't know how you deal with that, but it's good. It's better to have more than less.
I do like
that. There was definitely some confusion between chat and questions, because it defaults to presenting you with the chat window by first. So people needed to be instructed. And again, John, you're doing a fantastic job of introducing that kind of housekeeping session. And the whole thing is just evolving at such a rapid rate from day one to day two to day three. And everybody is learning something new every single day, whether it be in the broadcast studio or the presenters or the people, actually the patrons attending it. It's just marvelous.
I agree 100%.
Julie, what's been a highlight for you?
First, that I got through all three sessions without any major technical hiccups. So, excellent. Yay. Fabulous hosts. I've had the benefit of having three different hosts for all three different sessions. You guys all rocked. Being able to present with my best friend again, even though we did it virtually. Echo, thank you. That was a fun session to do. Great questions from everybody. I went back and perused the chat today from my session on imagery because I needed to post a font name. Someone wanted to know what font. So I posted it in the chat, and it was really cool to see the questions, what people were really getting from the session, and the feedback was wonderful. So that's fun.
That you bring up a great point that on this platform, the chat remains after mm-hmm. the session is over.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I've seen anywhere else, which is amazing. So you can go back as the presenter, you're not monitoring the chat really. That's the host's job. But yeah, that's incredible. So you can see what people are asking. Steffi, how about you?
I think, I'm a tech geek, in case none of you knew that. So just actually playing with this new platform, despite all the hiccups we've had and some of the weird behavioral issues it has, I've been really impressed with the amount of interactivity and how much we can, talk with each other and the attendees and get to know people. It's fascinating. And I actually was able to go back into my session after it was over and read through the chat, and I found some people with questions that I was able to reach out to them and answer their questions for them because I didn't want them to miss out. So that was pretty awesome. Also, I have a new nickname this year, so that was awesome too.
You're going to share?
Share it with the listeners. Come on.
Oh, Joanna gave me a new nickname of Steffi Snow White Hogan. While I was wearing a leather biker jacket, so I'm not sure of the connect there, but I really appreciate it.
Oh, I totally was going for that from today's hair hat ensemble.
Steve, what's been a highlight for you?
Oddly, we had one of the people who came to the help center, Mike Hanlon, I believe he is, a German fellow, Presentation Guild member who I've met before online, and he had problems with, just as everybody does, with sending handouts to Word from PowerPoint. And in talking with him, I realized I think I may have a fix for him, and spent a little time coding up a test case. And I think I may have a good way of making handouts. Woo!
Nice.
Awesome.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Leave us hanging with
Jamie
that
will
one.
Actually have it done and available before I have a chance to play it.
I'll be your beta tester, Steve. I'm gladly take anything you throw at me.
I have a question, though, for Troy.
Huh?
When do we get to the part where we get to squabble over the microphones?
Wait, which one are we talking about here?
Well, usually we're all together around the table. It's like 12 of us and four microphones. What?
My remote recording kit is 6 microphones. Thank you. And there's usually more than 6 people. So yeah, this is kind of novel to not have to do that. But we're also not spilling glasses of beverages on equipment or each other. And yeah, there's a lot of things missing on this one. So the one other thing is the lounge area. I just decided to scroll over to it. I wish it was easier to break it down by day. So you could, you just got to scroll through this very long list.
I was noticing
and,
that.
And I'm actually going to take this learning because we have a very similar thing for another meeting coming up. And I'm just going to make a lounge per day. That way you can kind of, you know, I can just add on to additional ones. I'm just thinking this through now. See, it's a learning curve for everybody, but I'm going to bring it to my next client.
Rick, are you back with us? I know you had a mic issue. What's been a highlight for you?
Well, you know, I've been at this for so long that part of me just wants to believe that PowerPoint is a tool that anyone can use. So when I see a couple of techniques in a couple of sessions where I go, that is instantly understandable and beautiful, it just brightens my whole day. And I have to say that probably the one that stood out for me mostly was, and I don't think she even thought twice about it, was Lori Collier's living kind of light star field that she did. Aww. It's basically two layers of shapes with some cutouts and some glow animation, you know, circles animations that are just like glow from the center kind of thing. And they run back and forth on a motion path. And you could just, in 5 minutes, you could teach anyone that technique. And it's just like the beginning of a bunch of other techniques that they're just not going to think about, like with windows, through shapes, two things that are moving, two backgrounds. It's like discovering Disney animation all over again. And I just love that. I love that people come to a conference like this and they're not, I mean, they get exposed to all the stuff. I mean, I've forgotten who did the keyboard acceleration stuff. That was Taylor. Taylor's session was amazing, but it's like drinking from a fire hose. You know, it's like you can't absorb anything. All you can absorb in that is like, I think I can do that. You know, I'll have to figure it out again later. So I love it when somebody can come away from a session and just, you know, carry a technique away with them that they're going to take it back to their office and just blow people away. And that's what presenters need more of. They need people who have faith in the tools and can really express themselves.
That's awesome.
So that's what I get out of it.
Nice. How about we hear from Jake, Amber, and Kelly? You guys have been in the background all week, and you're a bit in the background now. Any sort of highlights so far, or learnings, or interesting things that we don't know about that you guys do?
I mean, praise for your bosses.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
I mean, our bosses are always amazing.
Always.
But I mean, just for me, the biggest highlight was just being able to be a part of the event, because, you know, I've always had FOMO watching Troy and Lori go off and get to do this. And I had to stay back at the office and watch recordings of it. But, you know, it was awesome to be in the background and get to watch sessions and sit in on them, and now go see on-demand sessions from the ones Jake did and telling me about that I need to go see these. So yeah, it was awesome just to be a part of it.
Jake, anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for any comments on that. But just to piggyback off that a little bit. Of course, I'm the newest, to the design team. So I kind of heard about this last year, but again, us designers weren't part of it technically. But being part of it this year, I've seen some awesome stuff. You know, I haven't been able to catch all of it, of course, but I'm definitely making a list to watch the full recordings of it and add a lot of these awesome tips to, you know, my arsenal. You know, and other than that, it feels like a very, like one big family. So it's nice to work with everyone that knows each other, and you get the vibes off of that and everything. So that's really cool too.
I'm glad that you were able to get that feeling still in this environment, you know? No, I mean, I do feel it. It's clearly not the same, but I get it because I know all of these people, so many of the people, and those that were in the help center were so warm and so grateful for what we're doing, what the presenters are doing. And so it's just nice that you feel that too.
Yeah. You know, in a virtual environment, it's still coming through.
Yay.
That's cool.
Well, Jake, I appreciate that
time flies and you're having fun, but you've been here for over a year. I just joined the team officially in January. So I'm the newest designer, actually.
Yep, that's you. You took the title from me. You got it.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, kind of on that note, though, my background in design from school and previous agency jobs has not really at all been about presentation design. I've
surprise.
Didn't fall into my lap sooner. but it has been, you know, full Adobe suite and that kind of thing. So as I've been on the design team here, it's been cool to kind of, you know, obviously work in PowerPoint more and more and learn more about it. But even within the design team here, I'm doing more like social media, helping with the blog, Facebook, that kind of thing. So for me, one of the highlights of the presentation summit so far has been just like seeing in with my own eyes kind of thing, like what you can do in PowerPoint and with these programs. Cause you know, I see my coworkers like Amber and Jake and Sarah and Christy making such cool animations and stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to do that, but it looks great. I'll post about it on the blog kind of thing. So it's been really cool just to kind of get a behind the scenes look of what that process looks like.
Hey, I'm just going to jump in. Kelly, tell us, because Kelly has a whole unique background. What did you do in Orange County? What was it, just this past weekend for 2 days?
No, that was last weekend. I painted my first mural. It was very exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
I saw commissioned it on mural. Instagram. It was beautiful.
Thank
was
you.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Kelly is an awesome lettering artist.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to take this cool, great vibes. I'm going to get us to wrap up because this is a great conversation. We've got one more day of activity to go. And then all of you get to say, I'm done. I get to strike, you know, 6 cases of equipment and stuff and pack it up and then drive the next morning 7 hours to get back home. So, hey, some of us had to travel a little. But I want to thank everybody. No, really, thank you guys for joining us. This is like one of those things I just look forward to, is having just a fun conversation among people, you know, friends, industry, and getting a little insight and sharing it with everybody. So everybody listening, thank you for joining us as well. Hopefully you got a chance to join the presentation summit. If you didn't, I think they're actually, I'm assuming you can still pay for registration and get access to all the information and content. I don't know the game plan on that because that's the business end of things. The deal this year was a great deal compared to, I mean, conferences that we work on, they're a lot more money for people to attend. It's a major budget element. Anyways, Nolan, Sandy, can we just say, can we wrap up together and say this has been great and get us on with our evening activities wherever they are.
Yes, thanks everyone. It's awesome to have you all here. Stop and visit us in the Help Center. I mean, each and every one of you would love to chat some more with you. Again, just thank you. You're awesome. Yep.
Thank you all for coming and being our guests.
Okay, one big Walton's goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. Blow the levels there.
Also through the podcast website, you can contact us with episode suggestions, comments, or questions for the hosts. It would be great if you'd mention us, leave a review, and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. And please let other designers know about us. The Presentation Podcast is produced by TLC Creative Services Incorporated. New episodes release on the first and third Tuesday of each month.